This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Corona quarantine 2020. What did you do? Nothing, probably. Well, mostly me too. That doesn't mean you can't eat healthy and eat things that are good for you. You're getting Uber Eats every day. What are you doing? You're wasting a bunch of money, number one, and you're eating like a monster. Come on, man. Have some self-pride. Have some self-respect. Try NTT Nutrition. Check them out at nttfitness.com. They got good food. They got things that are good for you, and they are delivered right to your door, just like Uber Eats. Same thing, but you're eating things. You're eating macros and micros, whatever the hell that means. I don't know. I just eat it, and I know I feel better, and believe it or not, I'm actually looking better too. Check it out. Use my code LEVELUP15 at checkout and get 15% off your first order, nttfitness.com. All right. Let's start the show.
Beach Drop. Drop Park. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
And so I started.
This is Pete Holmes. I'm a comedian. I'm with my boy, Will. You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast, because you're smart.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. Oh, my God. What a week, man. The Tampa Bay Lightning are Stanley Cup champions. Finally. Good God, man. I felt like it was forever. I know they just started playing, you know, a few months ago again after a break from the COVID pandemic and everything. Jesus, I felt like it was forever. They're supposed to start the new season in, like, a couple days for the 2021 season. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know how they're going to. I'm sure they're working on it. They'll figure it out. The Rays, they'll always be the Devil Rays to me, and moved on to the ALDS. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays in the wild card series, swept them two games. Now they're headed to San Diego, to the bubble, the Corona bubble. So good luck to the Rays. The Buccaneers are, I'm assuming they beat the Chargers. This will be released on a Sunday evening. So I'm assuming they beat the Chargers, but hey, you never know. It's a rookie quarterback they're playing, and you know, the Bucks have a history of making those guys look really good. So I don't know, but this is a new Bucks team. They're doing well. I can't imagine a better time to be a Tampa Bay sports fan right now. It's fantastic. It's really, really fun. Yeah, congrats to the Lightning. Congrats to the Rays. Go Bucks. And Trump has COVID. I'm not laughing because I'm like happy about it or anything. I don't, you know, it's terrible, obviously, but man, could 2020, could the writers of the simulation get any better at this point? My God, man. Biden might have it. I don't know. They were at the debates, and then 3 days after, Trump tested positive because Hope Hicks tested positive, who's his assistant and aide. Melania has it. The RNC head has it now. Guess what her name is? Her name is Rona. Come on, man. Come on. I made a prediction, and I'm not saying I want it to happen. I got flack for it on Twitter. And I got to remember not to post stuff on Twitter anymore because it's going to just backfire on me. But I just have a feeling that Biden's going to drop a few days before the election. I'm not saying I want it to happen. God forbid it happens. I'm just, if that happens, this is definitely a simulation, and it was written by someone who's really funny and really evil at the same time. I mean, this is just ridiculous at this point. So we'll see. I don't know. Biden might have it. What does that mean for the debates in the future? Are there going to be future ones after that S show that we saw, you know, last week? We got the vice presidential one coming up. They're all negative as far as I know. So I'm assuming that one will take place. But what about future ones? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that. That's going to be very interesting to see. It's going to be fun. End of the year is going to go out with a bang. I just hope the Bucks can play a full season. I saw that the Titans and the Steelers game is postponed, and a few more Titans players came down with COVID-19. So I don't have much hope, but I don't know. Who knows, man? You got to just enjoy it at this point. There's so much. I was talking to my dad, and he's like, it's consuming my life, all this stuff. It's really bumming me out. And I'm like, I know, man. I know. And I think the only way to really, I don't know, to navigate it is to kind of laugh. It's like gallows humor. I think you got to have at this point. Like, if you don't laugh, you'll cry. I mean, just try to enjoy it to the best of your abilities. I don't know what else to do. I know it's terrible, but there's a lot of good stuff going on too. So just try to stay positive out there, folks. We're going to be okay, hopefully. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBradio.com is the website. If you want to go ahead over there, if you're enjoying these programs and you want to show your appreciation monetarily, there is a donate page there. You don't have to, obviously. But if you are enjoying the show, you can Venmo me or PayPal me some money if you want to. Don't have to. I do this out of love and passion. But I'm just saying it's available. We live in 2020, and it's there if you want to. And this podcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. T-R-U-V is in victory. Y, salonandspa.com. They are open. They are doing hair. They are making people look good. And by proxy, making them feel good, TruvySalonAndSpa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, baby, right here in St. Pete. Go get, it's Christmas time coming up. Hey, people are already starting their Christmas shopping, I saw. Why not go get a gift certificate for Truvy Salon and Spa? You know, surprise your girlfriend, your wife, any of that stuff. Yeah, I'm sure they'll love it. Chrissy does a great job. So TruvySalonAndSpa.com. And also, my friends, I don't have to do anymore. That's it. I did NTT at the beginning. Still check out NTT Fitness, though. They're awesome. The food, I've been raving about it. I got my friend on it now. It really is awesome. It's so good. I eat that 5 days a week, and I really am looking better and feeling better while doing so. So check them out. Level up 15 at checkout is my code. You can get your discount for your first order. Definitely try it. Anna's here. We're going to talk some things very shortly. First, I just wanted to bring this up. I thought this was a funny story. So I used to do the City Hall broadcast with Kevin King and Ben Kirby, and that is Mayor Kreisman's chief of staff and media person. I don't exactly know what his title is, respectively, but that was a couple years ago we used to do that. So Kevin got into some hot water this week because, and the Times published this, he basically reached out to protesters on Facebook and said, hey, you know what you should do? You should go protest Ron DeSantis's visit and remind him to wear a mask. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And basically, I think it was the guy at the Allendale Church that's always upset about something. So what I don't think that these government officials understand, this is just broadly, is that the radicals don't like you. You are the enemy. And both sides does this where they keep their radicals at arm's length, trying to, like, in case we need them, you know, we can bring them in to FS up, you know, to just start some problems if we need them to. But I don't think they understand they can't control these people, and they don't like you. So that guy from the church went ahead and told the Times that, hey, this guy's trying to incite us to go do his dirty work for him and mess with his political enemies. And, you know, Mayor Kreisman condemned it and said it wasn't under his watch, which it probably wasn't. I know Kevin semi-well, and it seems like something that he might do just for, you know, S's and giggles. So he went ahead and did that. Nothing's going to happen to him or anything, and, you know, nor should it, I guess. But I thought it was a funny story, and I just think it's interesting how, like I said, these people in power are keeping these radicals at arm's length to use them, and they don't like you. You are the enemy, sir. They don't like you. They don't want you. So I thought that was funny and an interesting thing that happened this week. 813-693-2124. How was your week? Tell me. Leave a voicemail or text message over there. Go to hmbradio.com and check out the website. And now let's talk to Anna about my goddamn banned Instagram.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
My Instagram is gone. I got deleted from Instagram. I don't know what I did. I don't know how to fix the situation. Instagram is very little help. Uh-huh. I tried passively aggressively tweeting at them. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, can you pop me up a little bit? Actually, I want to pull my ears out.
Yeah,
thank you.
More.
That's good. That's good.
Anna she's going deaf. There's something with radio people. Well, we wear headphones all the time, but
yeah.
We used to make fun of Johnny because when he plugs his headphones in, it's so loud.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, whoa, you can hear it across the room. You get a shockwave of sound. And she's like, I need it a little louder. I need it a little louder. I do it too. The more you do this, you need it a little louder.
Are we the same level?
You're higher than I am.
I'm higher?
Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going deafer. That's okay. That's
you're
what's
going
expected.
Deafer. This is just what happens, and people. Yeah,
I'm getting older, and it's like, how long are you planning on living? Really, what 85, 90 tops?
I'm planning on being 115 years old.
Okay. Well, yeah. Good luck with that.
Okay, thank you.
Probably not going to happen.
But anyway, it's just one of those things. I've noticed that I'm turning mine up higher every week. They seem to get just a smidge higher, uh-huh. And eventually we're going to be. Our ears are going to be destroyed, but that's just the path that we've chosen.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell to do about my Instagram. I miss Instagram. I miss watching people fall on Instagram.
Barstool Sports is great for that. You have no idea what's going on.
I don't know what's going on. People are texting me going, did you block me on Instagram? I'm trying to send you vids. I know how much you love vids.
Yeah.
I can't send you vids.
Dude,
what's the deal?
I can't tell you how many morbidly obese fat women dressed in donuts on their nipples that I've been trying to send you. And every time I'm like, oh, Will's going to, oh yeah, he doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. He's well, I don't really miss those. That's your fetish weird thing that you have.
I have a lot of those.
I did block you once for sending me. I told you if you send me any more of those, I will block you.
I know. And then I told you to unblock me and then you did.
I did.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I have a lot of weird quirks I found out. I really enjoy watching people eat.
Yeah, you're sick. You're demented in your brain.
I like morbidly obese women. I was telling Rachel, my roommate and your friend, that I was showing her pictures of the women that I follow, you know, Tess Holliday and some others. And I go, don't you wish you had a tenth of their confidence?
A smidge. Yeah.
You know, and one of them that I was following specifically, she's a morbidly overweight woman with a semi-hot boyfriend, like normal size, normal weight, normal everything. Mm. And I was going through the gamut of things that I do every day to try to attract someone mildly attractive. I'm like, I try not to overeat. I don't eat a dozen donuts for dinner. I don't eat, you know, cheesecake by the pound. I run often. I exercise. I try to, you know, do everything for the body, mind, and soul. I try to educate I'm doing all of these things to obviously be a better person, but be attractive as a mate. And this bitch just eats, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
A car filled with donuts, mm-hmm. and gets a hot boyfriend, and I go, what have I been doing since I was 15 years old?
Listen, there's something out there for everyone. There are freaks out there, and see these people gain these followings because they like a freak show.
Yeah.
There's also men who fetishize and sexualize freaks, and that's what's going on here. So I had a friend of mine that went on a date semi-recently. And totally normal guy, you know, decent looking. She found out that he is a feeder, which is what these guys are meaning, that they love to...
Sorry, your friend is a female?
My friend is a female. Got it. Yes, okay. Yeah. And she, he wanted to fatten her up. And she's like, well, I'm actually trying to like get in shape.
Is she fat?
She's, no, she's not fat. Portly. She's husky. She's big boned. She's a little chubby. Okay. She's a little fat.
Thank you.
But she's working on it. She's like trying to... You know, not.
Yeah.
She's trying to get better, improve herself.
Okay, take up less surface area.
She's working out. Okay, gotcha. She's, you know, having a better diet, doing the whole thing.
Gotcha.
Making a change for the better for herself. Mm. And she found out, yeah, that this guy wanted to fatten her up. So this is a thing
that came
that's
out
on
the
there.
First date.
Yeah, first date. He just got it out of the way.
I want to know how that conversation goes.
Yeah, I didn't really ask about that. I would be curious about that too. I actually heard this from a second party, so okay. I don't know. But maybe I'll ask her.
Ordered like five entrees and was just like, no, take your time.
This guy doesn't mind if you eat his fries. Yeah. He's like, oh, why don't you have some?
A few more.
Usually guys are like, damn it. You should just order fries.
Yeah, but it bothered me, and I was telling Rachel how much it bothered. And people listening now, they're like, oh, Anna's just jealous and bitter. Well, yeah, that, exactly. You're correct. You're right. But it was just like you're told your whole life that you have to follow a certain formula. You do this and you get this. You do A, you get B. You go to school, you get a job. You study this, you make money. None of this is working out for me at all. You know, yeah. you get in shape, you get a hot boyfriend. What? Where is he? I haven't found him. Have you?
Nope.
So
yeah.
It just, it annoys me that I'm learning late in life that, not late in life, but what, I'm 33 now. I've been playing by the rules my whole life, and what have I got?
Well, look, you do have a lot, and it's important to remember that you do, you know, you
I'm
have a-
I'm grateful for being in America and, you know, not living in Yemen. Yes, all that stuff. But in terms of, like, the landmarks you're supposed to hit as an adult, I mean...
Yeah, no, you know? I believe me, I'm with you.
Buying
I'm
house, in the I'm in having this, a family,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, so. I'm in the same same boat there. That's now, we could have chose different careers.
Correct.
That could have been. Now, it's high risk, high reward, too. So, I mean, like, potentially this could be very lucrative where we barely have to work and make a lot of money potentially down the line, and not barely work. I don't want to be offensive to anybody. That's I know people work hard, you know, that are in this
business.
Well,
you business. Work hard so that you don't have to work hard later in life.
Right, right.
You do it on the front end, so you don't have to do it on the back end.
Oh yeah, I mean, I know you bust your ass, and you know you're doing probably a lot of stuff that you don't want to do. Same thing with me. It's just part of the deal, you know. But so yeah, there's someone out there for everybody. But when you highlight yourself, when you find these Instagram followings, when you are a freak, people will seek you out, and that's what's happening here. I bet you it was a guy from Instagram that probably slipped into our DMs, and
he's into that sort of thing.
He's into that sort of thing.
A normal ass, semi hot dude.
Yeah.
I kept thinking about it. I'm so mad.
There is degeneracy abound in this culture. I mean, I have a friend who's into being a sugar daddy type thing that he likes.
He told me about this, but I think that there's an element that's even more bizarre. Like, he'll do it from a distance. Like,
right.
He just wants to send money, but he doesn't even want, like, sex in
Correct.
Exchange.
Correct, yeah. And it was like, as some of the women I saw that he was giving money to, I was, frankly, shocked. Because I know some of these people, and I was like...
Well, I'm sorry, you know the women?
Yeah, they weren't even particularly...
hot?
Right.
And you know the women personally, like in real life.
Sure.
Interesting.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, one of those things. It's just like the need to be needed type. So he's paying for that.
So there's no physical intimacy, or he doesn't meet up with them?
I think this person that I'm referring to, he did have some sort of relationship with at one point.
Okay.
But now it's just like one of those. And I don't know if he's still doing that or what the deal is, but this person was also into like... like cuckolding, I guess.
Yeah, that's very popular.
But he didn't like to like watch.
I know a guy.
Yeah, he didn't like to like watch, you know, his girl get banged. What he liked was having her go out on dates
and come back,
get
to him.
Banged, and then come home and like get in bed with him, type of thing. Like, I guess I don't know if she showered first or what. He tried to explain this to me on a very drunken night, and I just couldn't.
I know, and you're pretty secure in your sexuality, but is he a hot guy?
Yeah, he's a handsome dude.
Okay.
Yeah, but not like not like a model. I would say like a good-looking average dude.
Sure.
You know?
I like how that you can answer that, because sometimes I ask guys, I'm like, is he hot? They go, I don't know. I'm like, you have eyeballs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know if a guy's attractive because you know if a guy's ugly. You'll be like, that ugly MF-er.
Right.
So I'm like, if you know if a guy's ugly, then you know if a guy's hot. I'm not saying would you bang him, but like I can look at a woman and go, hot, not hot.
Yeah.
You're not blind.
Right.
I just don't like guys, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's just insecurity. Yeah.
So back to my sister.
Yeah. Okay. So that I brought this up because my Instagram is gone. I don't know how to get it back. I want it back desperately. I've had some suggestions of just create a new account. Yeah, but what if I get my old account back? Then I have two accounts. I don't want two accounts.
Right. And you have a lot of history with that account.
And I have a lot of history with that account. I mean, like, I have this handle, home_made_man. That's my handle. That's, it's on Twitter. It's on Instagram. Yeah. That's who I am. I want it back. And they said, like, if you create a new one, then you might not get your same. I'm assuming I won't get that handle.
You
again.
Could do homemade man one or
no numbers.
Okay,
no numbers.
Okay.
That's your. If you have numbers in your handle, you're a robot. You're a non-player character.
I don't.
Okay. Good.
I was like, oh no, do I?
I don't know what to do about this. I'm in the process of trying to get it back. So, but then we were talking about this, and I was like, oh, my Instagram's gone. And then you go, my sister blocked me.
Yeah, I wanted to show you some. We had a little bit of an altercation this morning. And then I was like, yeah, this is something my sister posted. And then, you know, we were talking back and forth. And I wanted to show you the post because I wanted to read it verbatim. And it was gone. And I go, wait, where'd it go? And then I clicked on her profile to just view it in her story. It doesn't exist. It's just like, it just looks like Instagram was like, I don't know. Like, it's still there. It doesn't say user not found.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still like a profile, but I'm like, is this what it looks like when someone blocks you? Because I've never seen that before. Knowingly blocked. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
I'm wondering maybe if her account is disabled or something, because as far as I know, I don't even know if you can see the profile. Because that's why people were like texting me like, I can't find, like, did you block me? Because I can't find
you. I mean,
you
tell me what this looks like, because I don't even know what a blocked profile. I mean,
I'm not sure if I know either.
Yeah, like, that's just, it just says like that. I think she blocked me.
Yeah, I think she blocked, because her picture is still there. Although, yeah. I think my picture was still there
when
I looked it up.
It's allowing me to follow her. So, I mean, but would that be the thing? If she blocked me, would I
click follow and see what happens?
Requested. Oh, no, that's blocked. See, like,
oh,
what,
and then it popped away.
Yeah, I'm blocked.
Wow.
Listen,
so what spurned this? Did you sleep with her boyfriend? What did you do to her?
No. I think she likes boys that look like girls, or vice versa.
Is she on birth control?
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know. We've had a strained relationship over the years, but it was getting better. She wrote something about Donald Trump being racist because of the thing that happened in the debate, blah blah blah, and I just wrote like laughy crying face on it, and that's usually my response when people are really upset about something, is you demean the post by just
mocking
it. You don't get upset
mockery
about it.
Yeah,
you do laughy crying face, and then people get upset. And then she said, you know, I still love you, even though we obviously don't agree politically. Great. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, because I will continue to troll your ass, and then kissy face. But she just said, if I think the post was, if you vote for Donald Trump, you are a racist.
And it's funny because I asked you if that was, I was wondering if it was a template, because I'd seen almost that thing verbatim a few times on Facebook over the past few weeks. And by people that, it's very concerning, because these are people in media who are writing news stories that are saying this stuff. And
it was just like a quote. Like, I wouldn't even call it a meme, but she had shared it from, it was somebody else on somebody else's Instagram. She put it on her story.
It would make me feel better if it was a meme. Like, knowing that sententiment is out there somewhere and people are picking up on it and signaling it is very concerning.
Well, I mean, how do you define a meme? Does it have to have like a visual component? It can't just be
words. Think so.
Yeah. So there were it was just words. So I said, trolling someone by calling them racist, cute. Like, it wasn't like she was making fun of Trump voters. She was like, if you vote for him, you're racist.
Yeah.
I go, oh, interesting. Yeah.
Which is like, the worst thing that you can be in this culture.
Yeah. You're right. Because even like pedophilia now is like a sexual orientation.
Yes. That's being pushed. Yeah.
It's sick. She said, I said, so if you still love me and I'm a racist, that means you're a racist sympathizer, which makes you a racist. That's the math, I told her. in case she didn't know. And by the way, she, which is really unusual, she's in San Francisco right now. She has, her best friend is black, and her best friend's boyfriend is a white guy who supports Trump in San Francisco. I don't know where they found this man. And I don't know why her very liberal black friend is with this guy, but she loves this guy and they're getting a house together. Like, it's a real bit, it's a real deal. And I was actually very impressed with my sister and her friend that they still even wanted to associate with this guy. Yeah, I'm like, okay, I like that. Someone that thinks differently than you, blah, 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 cool. And I'm like, so if I'm a racist and your friend's boyfriend, and your friend is black, by the way, so this guy, this white guy is dating a black chick and he's racist too? Question mark, sort of thing. And then the tide changed. Then she got mad. She said, "Oh, he's not voting for him anymore, you know, because he's a piece of trash." And I believe what I posted. It disgusts me that you don't agree. And I go, "Well, of course, if Trump came out and was like, I have no problem with white supremacists, like that
would be different.
That would be alarming, absolutely." Yeah. But anyways, obviously, this is leading to the debate. I then asked my sister, did you watch the debate or did you just, like, see the highlights, you know? No response. And then I was talking to Will about it about, I don't know, 10 minutes before we started recording. And I'm blocked. There you go. You know, and it's funny because, like, I'm not even like a rah-rah Trump supporter.
Right.
You know? I'm not a...
I don't know anybody that really is. Except on the internet.
Yeah, I know a few. You know, the Trump bumper stickers and the hats and the mugs and stuff.
I don't know anybody like that personally.
I know a few.
I know a lot of people that have voted for Donald Trump, sure. But it was because mostly I think the alternative was not good.
Not good. Right. Yeah. So, but anyways, that's sad. I mean, she's going to come back around just because, I mean, she's my sister.
You know, I hope so, but there are movements. You know, I've seen articles on the web that say there was one that a man wrote an article that said my father has to choose between Trump or his grandchildren and was going to keep his grandchildren away from their grandfather unless he voted for Joe Biden this time.
Yeah.
And if he didn't, then he was done with them. And that sentiment is, I've seen many articles like that talking about kids going home for Thanksgiving to their parents and you need to confront them and you need to tell them why Trump is bad and potentially cut them off. Because they're, you know, obviously supporters of these worst things that you could possibly be. It's mental.
But
it's totally deranged.
For everyone out there, we got COVID. We may be getting a twindemic or whatever, you know, because of the flu. So
wait, I don't have COVID.
No, I know you don't. I'm just saying that now you can use that as an excuse to maybe not see your family on the holidays. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it may be a good idea. Take some time off. Take a breather. It's been a very stressful year. Even for people who have been doing relatively well, it's been very stressful.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, there's people that have lost jobs. Like me, not because of COVID, maybe because of some unsavory tweets. Nevertheless, I throw myself in that category. Mm-hmm. I lost a job. I lost two jobs this year. Got one back. Not the one that I lost, though. It's very complicated. Refer to my first podcast episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And there's so many, like, you got the CDC telling people that don't do Thanksgiving this year, don't do Halloween. Then
everyone's
fine.
no problem there.
I saw another post, though, from when Tampa Bay Times was actually kind of surprised.
Yeah.
But they were saying, like, kids have been through a lot this year. Don't keep Halloween away from them. So now, I guess, trick-or-treating's on. I don't know.
CDC says not a good idea.
I think they said it's high risk. I don't know if they said, like, don't do it, but they said it's high risk,
which
makes
it's
sense.
Not a great idea, yeah.
Not a great idea,
sure.
No. And it was crazy.
Go.
I saw, you know, even the Lightning won the Stanley Cup. They had, like, there's a lot of people in Thunder Alley. You know, you're outside. And, you know, as far as the COVID thing goes, I would rather us just be open, you know, and just open everything up and we'll wear masks and stuff. But there wasn't a lot of people wearing masks in that situation. Mm-hmm. I think you probably should, you know, if not for yourself, then for... You know, your grandma and your aunt. And
oh, it's definitely a better idea. At least you have some sort of protection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, most people seem to be doing just fine with it. You know, I know the media cherry picks every kid that dies and highlights it, and it's national news. But you know, it seems like your friend has it, and she just feels sick.
A little sick, a little achy. I mean, she told me that she's had hangovers that were worse.
Right.
She's also pregnant, so I was a little... You know, more concerned than I would be with the average Joe, but I called her yesterday. She seems to be doing just fine. And she even said, she was like, I'm kind of happy I got it. you know, hopefully now I have some antibodies or, you know, just, and she's also just kind of like, it's part of the experience. I go, thank God you got it now versus like 6 months ago when it was fresh and everyone was like, now everyone's like, I know several people that have had COVID. They're fine. They're living. Thank God. You know, some have died. A lot have died, obviously, but.
Well, it's crazy. I mean, like, it's just so weird how some people do so much better with it than others. I know one guy who's been sick for months now. I mean, not like. Still has a bad cough, I would say, but feels fine otherwise.
Is
but
he
it's still
positive,
hawking
stuff. Negative, or
I'm not sure. I don't. I mean, he was positive at one point, but he's still not, like, you know, 100% yet.
Just ain't right. Yeah.
But everybody else that I've known that's had it went through it. Most people I've talked to, I had a friend. She just lost her taste and smell for a week, and then she was better. And you know, so. I don't know. Maybe that's just I know the viral loads are dependent on that, like how much virus you actually have. You could be sicker. But yeah, I don't know. So I guess the kids are going to be out trick or treating. My daytime boss has a kid, and I had asked if he was going to take his daughter, and he said yeah. But he was also in the Trump boat parade, so he kind of know where he stands.
Yeah, a little
on
bit.
This whole thing.
I wanted to talk to you about the social dilemma. I think you saw it like the week it came out.
Yeah,
you don't know what it is. It's a documentary on Netflix, and I watched it, and I feel like on some level, I mean, I knew everything. They were talking, I mean, of course, that we're all becoming zombies, and you feel it too. And I see it with your actions. I see it with my actions. I see it with most of my friends where there's this impulse to, like, you almost, it's almost like an itch. Like, you haven't, and sometimes the itch, you can't even go 5 minutes. I mean, a lot of times you can't, you just go, oh, no, I haven't, my phone's face down. I wonder what's there. Oh, nothing. Just like it was before.
90% of the time. It's
90%
nothing.
Of the time there's nothing. Yeah. But then sometimes you get, I don't know, you get a like, or you get a follow, or you get, you know, a match on Bumble or something. You go, oh, interesting. And you get a little dopamine hit, and you want another one and another one. And I feel like it's getting worse, much worse than it was this time last year. And last year I was still bad. We were all bad.
Oh, yeah.
But now,
I'm
I mean,
one of the worst, I think.
I think you
around.
Are. I think you are, Will. No offense. I mean, obviously,
none taken.
You know this,
I'm self-aware,
but I mean, I see where you're living. And I mean, you're telling me your schedule. I mean, I feel like I barely see you anymore. I used to see you almost every single day, you know, before I was fired from Cox. But but now, you know, you're kind of confined to this place. You live by yourself. So at one point you were working from both jobs from home,
yeah,
a little bit,
yeah,
and you're not seeing friends, and really your only access is the internet,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
And I mean that's not just you, that's a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're social animals. We need that social interaction. We need that, and we're just we're zombies to these machines, and that's frightening to me. And then you got to ask yourself, like, is now for children that are born now, they'll have a phone when they're like 6 or 7.
Oh,
I
yeah,
imagine.
That's very common. Sure.
So are you even really experiencing the full spice of life and the flavor of life at all if you're literally living behind a screen? I mean, I see myself, I wake up and I watch the news on my iPad. I go to work, I work on a computer, I come home, I look at the iPad or TV, I constantly looking at my phone. I sometimes I'll be at the gym and I'll be running on a treadmill and there'll be a screen. Like, you're never not, or I'm trying to listen to music and I'm working, you know, on Spotify on my phone. Like, I'm realizing almost from wake till I go to bed, it's you're constantly intermittently looking at a screen, constantly,
always, yeah.
And it's getting worse, and at least I have somewhat of a memory of what it was like before that, of to be like, because I remember I got my license 2 weeks after, a week and a half, maybe even less, maybe a week after I turned 16. I was not effing
around. Yeah, me too. I couldn't wait to get that. And now it's very common where kids don't have, like, they Uber everywhere.
Uber, or they,
or they don't leave the freaking house.
They just play video games and whatever, Call of Duty. They talk to their friends, and that's their social powwow. It's very, very strange, because teenagers, I would say, more than anyone, are like extremely social. Like, that's who's really influencing you at that age in your life. It's not your parents, it's your peer group. And their peer group is distance from them. Like, they're not hanging out in a group. I mean, they do, I'm sure. But for the most part, and even when they're hanging out in the group, they're all on their phone.
Yeah.
So it's like, how are you even extracting any sort of the benefits of being in a group when you're all kind of isolated on your phone? And that's really scary to me. And the thing that I think I learned from The Social Dilemma is just how deep they're trying to go in terms of the tech industry, in terms of trying to steal away your attention. And again, I see it. It's across all age groups. I remember when phones first came out, old people used to kind of dog the younger generations. Oh, they're always on their phone, always on the tablets. Now it's everybody. I see old people, if they have a phone, it's in their hand, their face in their phone. It's everybody.
Yeah.
To young kids. They've tackled something in the like deep stem of the brain where they're able to capture your attention and they just try to keep it.
Yeah, and they talked about that, and I knew that this was happening.
Sure.
You know, I mean, just the, we were talking about targeted ads earlier. People used to think that there's somebody listening to me on the other end, when really it's just algorithms that are picking software out keywords. Yeah. Your phone's a microphone.
Uh-huh.
It's not that somebody's actually listening on the other end, but algorithms are speech to text finding, oh, you're talking about beds. You said you were talking about beds the other day.
Lull mattresses.
Uh-huh, and then it started popping up.
It was on my, and I wasn't even talking about it. I was on the radio and other people were talking about it.
I remember we were years ago talking about Pelotons, and I was started getting Peloton ads on my phone.
And you'll get it frequently. Like I'll keep getting them days later because they knew that there was like an extensive, they're not only are they listening to what you're saying, but they can see what you're viewing, how long you're looking at certain pictures, ads, whatever, you know, and then they start targeting more for you because they're trying to capture more and more of your attention. My question for you is, what is the thought process? Like, what snaps you out of that hypnosis? Because sometimes you'll be on your phone for like 40 minutes and you'll be like, whoa, what just happened? You know, where you're like, how did
I? Yeah, I don't know if it's anything in particular. I think it's just like you just like subconsciously kind of bounce out of it. Because I'll sit and now I'm trying to be more aware of how much time I'm spending on the phone. And making an effort to put it away. Not having Instagram has helped.
Sure.
Not because I'm like, I don't have Instagram. So now I could go on like Twitter, the stations or whatever, Instagram and look at stuff. But I don't want to, like, that's work stuff. So I don't even want to mess with, like, start following accounts and stuff like that.
You kind of said you're taking advantage of this time away and just kind of letting all that time you spent on Instagram, trying to put that energy and time to something else, possibly. Like Twitter. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm afraid to tweet. Too, so I don't really tweet that often.
Looking and viewing and...
Yeah, you know, Twitter I try to keep off of as much as possible, too, just because there's nothing really there. I mean, I do use Twitter a lot, but it's more for news, to get prep and content for shows. That's really what I'm on Twitter for.
But going back to that moment where you snap out of that hypnosis, is it like, if you can think about what happens to you, like your brain chemistry, is it like disgust, like, I know that I usually have to get something done at a certain time, and then I'll push it back, and I'll push 5 more minutes until finally I'm like, Anna, enough, like, get up. Like, you have to be active in terms of putting the phone down, which is insane. You should be picking it up when you have something to do, but instead you're using it and it's just wasting your time. It's using you, actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so many things up there. I mean, you got the social media platforms, you got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got Instagram, YouTube. Then you have the dating apps, and you got YouTube, right? So, I mean, and they talked about in the movie how these things are competing for your time, and they're baiting you with as little as they can in order to get you to come back, and so they could show you ads and, you know, whatever, and they're very good with that. You are the product in these scenarios. It doesn't cost you anything to use, so that's a good indicator that your data is going to be used. And I don't know what they do with all, and it's really, you know, this goes like TikTok, for example. You know, I had heard that TikTok was Chinese spyware forever ago. And the frame of mind of that I've talked to people like, dude, don't, TikTok's Chinese spyware. They're going to sell your data and use it against, you know, possibly America. I don't know how they do that, but there's data is so important, and you can predict. You can make like avatars digitally of human beings with algorithms, and what they can do with that is predict your behavior and manipulate you. So that's the danger of, for example, the CCP having this data. But people just go, well, I don't care that they see that they have that. And I go, that's brilliant then on their part if we don't care.
And they know that.
Because
just give me the app. I don't care.
Give me the content.
Care.
And, you know, they thought, well, I'm just a little piece of the puzzle here, but you're a pinpoint that makes a huge, you know,
or they say, I've got nothing to hide. Like,
yeah.
In terms of when people talk about privacy, they go, well, I've got nothing to hide.
Or the American government, too. I don't want the American government having access to this stuff either. Which supposedly, you know, our apps are good with, but, you know, I'm sure they're not.
And then it's kind of just like you get to this threshold where you're like, listen, they already know where I live. They know what I'm saying. Yeah. I want TikTok. Give me TikTok. I don't care. And you know what they're doing that's smart now that I've seen is that they're able to use TikTok videos and put them onto Instagram feed. So you can make a post on Instagram that's from TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So then you go, okay, now they're cross-promoting stuff. So then you're on Instagram. You weren't even thinking about TikTok, but now you're like, well, I want to do TikTok videos like that. Yeah. Let me get on TikTok. So it's just, there's a master plan here, folks, and we're all doomed.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not optimistic, but I'm hopeful about the future.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you don't, you feel like
I don't know what else
choice
to do. Otherwise, I'm going to drive ourselves insane. Hopefully that we'll figure this out and we'll be able to live in peace and harmony. Or just get it over with and let's start the nukes. Let's get it on and get it over with.
This is how I feel about it. And I've honestly been thinking about this pretty heavily for the last few days. I saw an article on like New York Post or something. It was one of those like, what do you call it? Like bubblegum stuff, you know, like it's under the living category, nothing really that scientific. But it was talking about how a lot of women don't want to have babies because they're like, and I think they were more so talking about just the state of 2020 and what's going on and stuff like that. And why would I want to bring a child into this world?
That's always been the case, though. I think people have been saying that forever. I don't want to bring a child into this world has been a very common reason not to have children forever.
I haven't. I think that's usually used among people who are single and have nobody in their life. And then they go, well,
as a cop out.
Yeah, I think. But this is especially bad. And people who've been around a long time have told me this, like this is unusual. And then you have social media. You have all these other things, you know, the pandemic, blah, 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 riots, strained race relations or, you know, as people perceive them to be. And I was thinking about that, and I agree with that in terms of, like, I wouldn't want to bring a child into this world, but it's not because of the pandemic, and it's not because of politics, and it's not because of all those things that people are talking about. It's because of technology. That's what I'm thinking. Like, why would I want to have a kid that literally before it's even born has got a camera on it?
Yeah.
They're already putting together a profile for your fetus. I mean, they already have pictures of what your unborn child looks like on the internet. And then the day it's born, his first walks, the first time it craps his pants, like everything is online. And even if you don't post it, it's still in the cloud because you took a picture of it.
Right.
So, I mean, and then as soon as I see these toddlers that know how to operate like Snapchat and they're not even 2 years old yet. So to me, that's really what worries me. Not the pandemic, not the riots. None of that stuff worries me in terms of like the future. It's technology. And I see how much of a zombie, I know this sounds weird and sad, but like I see how much of a zombie I am and my friends are. And I go, why would I want to bring a kid to not even experience the glory that is outside and relationships? And the thing is like this technology is not going in a different direction. Mm-hmm. It's only getting better. It's linear and it's exponential.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's getting better faster. You know what I mean?
Well, I understand that point of view and you're right in a lot of ways, but also, you know, life has never been better for, you know, we have access to food and we don't have to struggle to be alive, and being alive is cool. It's a very unique experience that, you know, your dad, when he busts his nut, there's what, a billion sperms in there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're the best of that one to make it there. Like, it's you know, winning the lottery, even being alive.
Sure.
You know, you ever get depressed sometimes? Sometimes I get depressed. Like, I was the best out of that. I'm not that great. You know what I mean? Like, what a disappointment.
I haven't had that specific thought, but I can see why you think. No, I'm just kidding. I can see why you think that. No, I'm just kidding. But
no, I'm joking. But, yeah, so I mean, in a lot of ways, it's a unique experience being alive that a lot of potential lives don't get to live.
Sure,
you know, so they didn't get to make it. So, you know, Elon Musk is making the Neuralink thing. And I was like, why is he doing this? Because his thing was that I warned them that technology is getting out of hand and we had to stop. And Kaczynski wrote about this in the 90s, that it's going too far. It's going too fast. It's going to swallow humanity and what humanity is. And so I was like, why is Elon Musk making this Neuralink thing, which is a chip in your brain? Okay. It's futuristic. It's scary kind of stuff. But his thing was like, we're too far gone and we're going to have to keep up or technology is going to swallow us whole. So unfortunately, I think the next step would be a marriage between technology and human beings, where we kind of become this transhumanist species, where we start to go into machines and
that's an interesting,
get machines a part of
that's
us.
That's an interesting approach to be like, we've gone too far. You know, we've gone over the event horizon and we're going to be swallowed in whole.
Yeah.
So we got to just keep up.
We got to keep up. And
is that again, I don't really know much about it. I did hear a little bit about it. Is that so we can compete with AI?
No, it's going to be like a marriage. So that we become one in the same. It's going to be a transhumanist type thing where, you know, I don't really know what that looks like, but, you know, basically, so we don't just get totally overrun.
What is what does the chip allow you to do?
I'm not really sure. I didn't look too much at it, but I guess it's a like computer for your brain. It just boosts your brain up to like what modern computing can do.
Jesus. That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, it's really strange. It's really weird. It's a little scary, but it is what it is. And this is what the bed we've made. And who knows? Maybe it'll be great.
Yeah. And you are right. Like, there are good things that come out of technology. Absolutely. Like, could you imagine being in a pandemic, not being able to talk to anybody and just stuck in your house alone? Like, that would be.
Yeah. I mean, suicides are sky high now. I've gone up exponentially, you know, because of that reason right there. But yeah, imagine how
without
it, right?
No Zoom, nothing, So it's a double-edged sword, but at least right now I'm realizing that, and this is really, really sad, but just normal living, normal life is just like, it just doesn't do it for you anymore sometimes. Does that make sense? Like, and it does for like a few moments. Like, for example, if you go camping, right? You go camping, you go, that's so great. Why don't we do this more often? And then, but literally, you can't wait to get home and get on your computer and the Wi-Fi and see what you missed on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Like, you can't wait. You love it. And it's almost like a buildup. Like, if you're away from your phone for like 5 minutes, the rush is not very great. But if you're away from your phone all day or a weekend and you get back to that phone,
God,
it's like an orgasm. You're like, oh, I can't, what? Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Like, it's just a rush.
I went into Publix without the phone consciously the other day, and I was fine, but I definitely thought about it a few times.
How long were you in Publix?
I don't know, 15 minutes. Yeah, not long, but I mean, still, leaving the house or walk to 7-Eleven. I got a 7-Eleven right near my house and not taking the phone.
That's good. That's good. Just practice. Just make sure that you leave it home. Or if you're with another thing that people don't do that I wish they did more is I'm good at it when I'm with somebody else and I'm like on a date or I'm out with like a friend. I'm good about not having the phone in front of my face unless I'm trying to show them something. But other
yeah, I know that drives you nuts too. You've yelled at me many times.
Yeah. But. Yeah. I'm good at not touching it because I like eye contact and it's like, you can look at your phone all day. All I'm asking for is like an hour, you know, that's
right.
How I think of it.
Yeah.
I think that more people should practice just not bringing their phones or making it. If you can't control yourself, don't bring it and really try to experience like an interaction with another human being. Because when you do it, it feels good. But then it's like you're still just, I don't know what it is about this thing. It's just, it's like, it's almost like porn and real sex. You know, you're oversaturated with porn. If from a young age, if that happens to you and you're constantly looking at really freaky stuff, then regular human vanilla sex is just not going to cut it for it. Cut it for you. So,
yep. You're right. You're right. All right. Well, it's time. I think it's time to get the hell out of here. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. Check out NTT Fitness. Check out Trivia Salon and Spa. Check out homemadepodcast.com. Check out hmbradio.com and home_made_man on Instagram and our baby Instagram. I don't know if I can get it back. And Twitter for sure. Have a great week. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. Okay, love you. Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.